Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to take a text from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16.
1 John chapter 4, verse 16.
We'll just read the first part of it. I want to talk to us today about the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited already?
When you're cheated up.
1 John chapter 4 and then verse 16. The Bible says, "And we know and believe the love that God has for us.
We
know and we believe the love that God has for us. I want to ask you, do you know that God is love? And do you believe His love? There is a knowing and then there is a believing. Some people know, but they do not really believe it for themselves. But the apostle of love is saying that we should know and we should believe the love that God has for us. The next phrase he uses is that God is love. That word translated love over there is agape. God is agape. That is a condition-free love. You don't have to do anything to merit it. It is just there for you. And that is what I want to talk to us today about. The reason is that the kingdom of God comes by this love of God. The first kingdom era of Genesis chapter 1 and 2 came by the love of God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that first kingdom era didn't come because of anybody's prayers. It didn't come because of anybody's good living. It didn't come because there was a church. I'm talking about a local church. It came based upon the unconditional love of God.
Hallelujah.
And that is an important lesson we have to get as the foundation for our kingdom life. When Jesus reintroduced the kingdom of God when he came on earth, it was by the love of God. It was by the zeal of the Most High God. He didn't look at man. He just brought it to us based upon his condition-free love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to understand that the rule of God will come into your life in the same way by the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that God is love. And the lie of the devil is over. The other lie of the devil is when God came on this earth and then he confused the language of human beings. They think that God is wicked. And God, whereas they were together and all that, God wanted to scatter them. I came to tell you that it was a love act.
na obosam na da biom ni se emra onyankopon enipa ye na adwe se wo si ade na koso onyankopon esesa wo mkasa no obosam ma ye nya adwe bi se obonyankopon trimode enkrofo ne esi sa ade na ba wo ntu wada ne wo mkasa mo antumi ansi na emu me ba ba ka kro se eda onyankopon ni do ni bi edi.
The people said that let us make breaks.
Na nipa ne ka se mo me break.
Can we all say breaks?
Breach.
Do you know what breaks are?
Woni ma dia breach here.
It is deliberately shaping the earth or the clay into the same size, the same composition, the same everything. But God did not create human beings to be the same. Do you understand? If you look on the floor, you can pick two stones. There is no two stones which are the same.
Yes.
The stone is what God uses to build his temple. He doesn't use bricks. Bricks means that you must talk like me. You must have my calling. You must have my perspective. You must have everything. You must be my clone. You must be like me. No! God created differences.
Yes.
And the people knew that God's will was that they were different. And they said, look, God wants us to be different. Let's resist the differences. It wasn't good for them. It was not a punishment that God scattered them. It was a correction. I came to tell you that God will correct you. Because they had just come out after the flood. These people were righteous people. And God was careful that the thing will not be spoiled again. And in my love, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 7 or so, I will separate the sons of men so that what? So that they will seek me in their time.
Adio. Wasi breche. Ya dia, wetiti anwia. Na waye wa dwen se wo bobo ade na no na ye pepe 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 pepe. Eni ti se na basa ni nyina tintin be se ya ni nyina sa na beye. Na samre ni onipa na dwen ye ni se onyankopon abon ye sronko sronko na nso ye pene sa. Same kasa ah, wonso ka ah, ne ye nyina ye ka no bako. Same ma me nan so a, wonso ma wo nan so ne ye nyina ye nya bako. Same kasa se na me kwa, ye nyina ye nkosa ne ye nyina nya bako, nan so nyame amoye sa, obo ye sronko sronko. Na wo nyame wo se moba. O se Kristo boba na, moto twene wan kasa brechi a moto twene ye no na abe ye kona stone no. Wo se boba. Na wo fa boba biara ye sronko. Onyame aboye nsronko ti ade na nipa epese bibi obeye bia ye baako 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 na ne ewo mu ne se onyankopon nim se ba ne sa sronko ye na wa bodi ama ye no ye mfa anya adwuma na se mo mesi samu adwene ne mo ahu se ade amo ye no enye emo amo ene ti mo kasa nsesa nti nya de a onyankopon tiri mo odin na mo won pese nipa ebe gai ana ebe se ono ade onyame wa bo ne se obi aye sronko nemo ye nyina ye nya ade abako ene nyame sipam no twam no muntim kasa na ya to abrabo no so.
Ladies and gentlemen, God is not wicked. God is love.
Onyankopon ne trimu nya de
oyodo. The other lie of the devil is when God had to visit difficulty 10 plagues upon Egypt.
Na ade abako so ye na da wo obonsam de man ye emra Egypt or de how a do a go am so
in order to take Israel out of Egypt. Listen, that signs and wonders that God did in Africa was the redemption of Africa. You know what God did was that he used one stone to kill two birds. Is that good? He can throw a stone and kill two birds with one stone. Because what had happened really was that Israel had forgotten God. Even the name of God they had forgotten. And as for the Egyptians, the black people, they didn't know about God. So God said, I am going to do my wonders. And if you read Exodus chapter 7 verse 25 also, it says that all Egypt may know that I am the Lord. Is that wickedness?
Walking kind, Namia Sabana was say, I dear way I war, ya war, ya, I'm a Zima Sassifu, you know, sir.
When God wants to reveal his mighty hand and put his signs and wonders in the land of Ham, according to the book of Psalms, is it wickedness?
na emra wo nyankopon eda ne ho adi na opese ham asefo ehu nanmu onyam no ana so eye trimoden.
When God said I am going to deal with the gods of the Egyptians, is he not delivering us from those spirits because of what? Because of something time will fail me to teach you now. Because of the destiny. But God had to redeem Israel. And he had to redeem Egypt from his God. So that all Egypt will know that God is the one we should worship. Hallelujah. And not the gods of Egypt.
Now, dear Nyami, you know, say, or they are tell more by a Nyami Ketua no Mudi Egypt. So, as I say, I'm not Egypt, man, no Mudi Munyami. And it's when Nyami did not tell more by Sa. I bus sume do not know what Egypt to sono. Na onyame ye sama Egypt crono who say onyame ba kupe biwoho. Sanyame crona so sabena no ya sarano. Na o yena we jini man Israel. Efisa Egypt crono.
In fact, God revealed himself to Pharaoh, onyame who was the captain and the owner of Egypt, onyame in such a way that he said to Moses, pray for me. Pray for me.
Na onyame eda ne ho di de kire Misraim asase no obo su na na owo ho na e friend Pharaoh onyame da ne ho di de kire no na emra Moses bae no okata Moses se bompa ye mame.
Had God not hardened Pharaoh's heart, Pharaoh would have been converted.
Senye se nyame na e prim Pharaoh akoma anka Pharaoh o je mu ntem.
Somebody says why did God do that?
Na binum se ade ne nyame prim Pharaoh akoma.
Is he not being wicked? What has Pharaoh done? The man wants to repent, and you yourself, you go and harden his heart. Not only
Pharaoh.
What about all those who died on the various judgments in the Old Testament? Listen, when Jesus Christ came and he died, according to 1 Peter chapter 4, he went down to
Hades
and he went to preach this gospel. He went to preach this gospel to all of the dead human beings from Adam. So that what? So that they will also believe the gospel. And once they believe the gospel, you will see them in heaven. God gave them the law. He didn't give them the law to punish them. It was an act of love. So that they will come to an end of themselves and know that I can obey all the laws of God. So that they will reach a point when Jesus appears in Hades and he meets all the dead human beings from Adam and he is preaching to them, they will say, yes, we will take you. We will accept you. And listen, heaven is not going to be a place where there are few people and then more people go to hell. No.
Na when you go pon yes, I do a demrane mawam. Ama emra yesu beda ni huwa didi atrom o headis no. Omu beji atum sa no kresan sa emrane dosu. Yen tu mi njintu na yeji wukuto tuma. Na chese ye nyan ni nyina. Na ni ewa mune se. Enya da nyanku pon beti nasi se. Heaven ni pa kitu ebi na beko ho. Na hele don bebre ya ko ho. Enya nyanku pon timpo nunu.
I believe that Pharaoh will be in heaven.
Mi jidi pa se Pharaoh ebe hunu ho.
You are going to see him.
Ube hun.
Yeah. Hmm. Because God will not harden your heart and then leave you like that. Pharaoh accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. When Jesus went to do that one-man crusade to all those people, they were all born again. Let me end it. This is the most precious thing I told you in the beginning. When you can ever hear about the kingdom of God. I have skipped many things, but this one I will not skip it. Because one of the things that the devil uses to confuse many people is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. They say that if God is a good God, the people just, your own children, they lie small.
What
a wicked God. Finish the wife also.
Listen to
me. Time will fail me for me to break it down for you. But let me summarize it for you. You need this for the salvation of your mind in order to believe the love of God. There were two Ananias in the Bible.
In Acts.
One was introduced as a certain man. A certain man called Ananias with his wife Sapphira.
Acts
chapter 6 or so.
Sapphira.
There is another Ananias who mentored initially Paul. The Bible introduces him as a disciple called Ananias. Long story short, Ananias and Sapphira were not believers.
Ananias and Sapphira no munye gidifo.
They were con men and con women.
Omuye nkrofo a omuye 419.
And they were planted by the devil to mess up the communion of the saints.
Na obunsam ade omusi ho se samre na na ejidifo aka bom omuche omade bom pepepe no. Obunsam de omu ko tu mu se omu meseyade.
I know because I work with money, so I know how come people are like in the name of pastors. Do you know? It's everything we can say. You know?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But we see things. Hey!
Mercy.
The background to this whole thing is in Acts chapter 4, where everybody will come and announce his need. Look at the scene. You come and say, I need a house. You come and say, I need school fees. You come and say that. And then the other people will go and sell their things, and they will distribute according to the need. Look at such a system. Hey! The con people outside the church head that this church, when you go and you say you need a car, they will buy you a car right now. So a certain man, Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, they wanted to, do you know, some of you are bankers here, do you know how they do it? They will just open their account. They will sell their property and bring it and say, this is also my initial deposit. They have bad thing in their mind. And they open with big money or some good amount of money so that you would not suspect they want to do anything bad. So Ananias, they went to say, and they kept part, you see. They kept part, and they brought their part. They wanted to mess up the finances, and God was doing something among his people, and God had to just take him out because he was not his child.
Nah, Ananias ni Sapphira no mutie ni eba ye emra edun pempen so bi e Christofor ne esia ye no weba o mihia kokko we mihia school fees mini edan dem eniti asofo asori mani nyina be keka no mo nyina abom wa ohi akoko ne ade amam wa ohi school fees ne ade amam enu ti ebinu ma no mo nya asori mani ti se eh asori we de wo komi a ne ohi bia ya de bema wo na omo be so omo su be mu binti sa Ananias ni Sapphira na nya de omo ye Christopher na omo pesa ade e kosu na omo ba no be se ninti omo ye se wo ye nkom Yeni kan kwoton ye dan no ne mpokati bi. Ne ye fa bi nkɔ sɛ yanso ane ye pɛ sɛ ye de boa ye nuanu bi ni. Na wo nyame anu oni made a wo ye. Na wo ni ni pa adwene mu nti. Wo hwe di no sɛ sankrofo mi ja wo mo. Omo ba semi tri mpo a me ye e de aboa me ma. Ene nyame sɛ pam no twa me no die. No clear wo mo. Enu ti nya de no mo ye kristofo a ka sɔre ma no ho. Ena omo de omo ade ba ye omo di ntra. Onyame ye ne sa na mom adwuna na wo mu trima na omode ba ne ne ana onyame finish e wo.
It's better for one person to die than the whole of them to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know when this thing happened, look at the effect. The Bible says that this thing was noised and the whole church and the outsiders who were not the church heard it and they were afraid. They dare not come and behave and say, oh, I need a shoe. And then you are deceiving the church, messing us up. And we go and sell our land because of you. God had to bring discipline to a certain man. He was an imposter. He was a con man. And whenever finances things are there, they will come.
Now, when you come upon the new year, you say, "On when you menu na oya adefo from the Bible say, 'Emra sa semni si no, asore for no, omo omo banti ni nate, no omo kase, hey, yanto ya bo yanto talk, esa sa wakono wakoni ya ubeu, aniti omo ya say ya nyanko unko din trokra, yantina ya baby, because of your how, baba office osio wo, and how be, esa how no ope muenti no abba asore no." Wo ye nya boa no wo haw no mu wie pe oni obi anya fine na sankan nkan na.
You see, whenever signs and wonders are there and money is there, you will find those imposters coming. There was another time, Simon the sorcerer. If God had not opened Peter's eyes, he would have messed the whole church. They would have entered with sorcery, and so God had to tell them, look, you are in the bond of iniquity. I said, pray to God for me. You talk true. Hallelujah. That is why I came to tell you this morning that God will defend you.
Amen.
And God will defend your finances.
Amen.
From con men who come to you.
Receive it.
And they say that, give me this and I will pay you back. God will deliver you because he is a God of love.
And nothing I make our trust say. A baby of those is sick. I want to send you anyone. San and yes, this affair of way be a ho. And I doubt for a warm up and no more say, I dear. San up a baby to Simon. So when you go on a near petromania, Uncle Codi Womania. Now, no so quasar or quack or just a domini be. Now, when you meet be a patron in a one or patch or see a mom pay your money, yes, San car, Obehun and Yassi. And nothing when you meet a bobo, you see, come by. Onyame bebo wonuma woma hu sesika ene senchani de di to omudu omho besema sei no no onyame bebo ye hu ban afi wo mo ho esa so onu nyame ne nyame prekope.
God will do all these things because he is love.
Onyame be ye we nyina esa so oyodo.
He will protect and defend you because he is love.
Obe crow obe odu besie ye esa so oyodo.
Because God does not give you money and he takes it back.
Onyame ema usika no nsanye.
That is another lie of the devil. That the Lord gives and the Lord takes. God does not give and take. He gives and gives. If he gives and take, how can you have abundance? That's a deception of the devil. He covers it with Bible. Job. Oh, Job. The Lord has given. Even Job said it. And the Lord has taken. Read Job 42. He said, I said things I didn't know. When God showed himself, he said, oh God, now I know. Now I see. Read the end of the story. God doesn't give and he doesn't take. When he gives you money, he doesn't take it away from you. When he gives you your husband, he doesn't take your husband. It's somebody who takes. Sometimes we comfort
them.
Ourselves. Funeral time. Nyamiano zebe. Nyamiano waje. Nyankopon. The Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. It means that when he gives you a gift, he's giving. He won't revoke it. He won't take it back. James chapter 1 verse 16. It says, do not be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. From the Father of light, with whom is no variableness. He doesn't change, nor shadow of turning. What he's saying is that, don't be deceived. That when you receive a good gift, God will turn around and God will come and collect it. He gives you with the right hand and he uses the left hand to take. He doesn't take. He gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. Why? Because God is love.
Amen. And not to man, what just send you your media mano, Mansri and Ibrisum. Or Baba Betty, what the man, what did become home? What did become home? Or did become with the old runner say, Elqua? Or be natural. Somebody drawing.
If you never got anything throughout the Kingdom Seminar 2015,
when you be some of your can you want?
Please understand that God is love.
Jitum say, when you may your dog.
Because when you know that God is love,
so when you say, you may your dog.
It's only love that you respond to him with. All those who struggle with coming to church, reading the Bible, loving God, praising God well, and stuff like that, they need to have the love of the Father in them. You need to share the right things so that you will believe rightly and it will change your life. God is not out there to get you. God will not leave you where you are. God is unconditioned love. And we know and believe the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to leave this seminar with a strong assurance in you. Taking away every one of the deceptions and lies of the devil. God is not angry with you. God is rather coming around looking for you. He will put his hand upon you. He will change your life. He will change your destiny. You will never be the same. From today onwards, even as you believe the word from the mouth of a servant, I tell you, your life is going to change. Things are coming into your life that you say, but I didn't do anything. You don't have to do anything. You have to expect it. Because Jesus has done everything. I want you to leave this place with a strong assurance in you that God is love.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.